With the exception of Scripture, nothing that anybody says isn't, I mean, everything that someone says is negotiable. And that's what drives me insane about people that work for me. Because they give my words the weight of Torah. And it drives me absolutely crazy. I just want them to say, no, I can't do it, or yes, I can. I don't care whether they, you know. And so, and the same is true in any of these kinds of things. Nothing is, if somebody writes you a letter or says something to you, doesn't mean a damn thing. It's totally meaningless. It only has meaning when it joins, when it becomes a union. But it can't, it does nothing except, you know. Well, it what the snake does is he uses the other person's words to prove to you that you are alone. The other person doesn't even think in that dream. He's not thinking about that at all. I say something to Harry. Harry is convinced the snake has got him. Got him right by the short hairs. He's convinced he's alone. He's separated from me because I said something to Harry. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, I don't see the Book of Oli anywhere. I certainly don't see the Book of Mike. Do you understand? I don't care what. I mean, Josanna called me an idiot today, and it was like a breath of fresh air.
I was a gas person.
You are a gas.
I thought you were going to be
the biggest gas here.
That's similar.
He didn't hear it.
What'd you say?
What'd
you say?
I said, you said, you're walking my dog.
God, what a stupid guy. What's yeah, right? Do you understand your God is anyone you give the power to control your happiness or peace or your life or your death to? I'm not going to give that to any man, woman, or child on the face of the earth. Does that make me different, unique from another planet? No, it just makes me a believer. If you're not in that position, you're walking under their curse because you're a respecter of persons. If you give any person on the face of the earth the right to control your happiness, your joy, your peace, your life, your death, then you have become, by definition, a respecter of persons. And you're eating the bread of the Gentiles. And in doing so, you are subject to the entire law. Or do we have to read James again? If my happiness is dependent on whether or not somebody says hello to me at the breakfast meeting, then I am a fool. And there is no societal custom that can take that away. Well, you're supposed to be nice. Well, I'm not nice.
Right. Idiot maybe, but not nice.
No, you know, it's like it was after you just talked about, you know, about the Nazi thing and the, you know, confessing that, you know, they all were like, oh, you're the icon. And I realized, you know, people wouldn't like you in the world either. I don't know why that's such a big deal, but it's like you are, and it's a beautiful thing, I think. I don't know. What's wrong with you?
Holy bashing day, man.
So let me see.
What the hell does that mean? I don't even know what those kind of words mean. Strength of personality. You've got a forceful personality. What the hell does that mean?
Stick around. You know. But they would do that in the world, too.
Intimidate the shit out.
I don't know what it means. I don't know how. I do not see that in me.
You're like my friend's Great Dane, who used to think that she could get in under the coffee table because she was a little dog. She would get in under
But see, that trivializes this again. You don't know. You say that I would. I mean, I was a politician. I never put anybody in that position. I didn't make people mad at me. I didn't confront people as a politician. It was the rarest thing in the universe if I did that. I didn't do that when I worked for, you know, was a work for a large corporation. I mean, I don't want to talk about me, but I want you to understand that if somebody is giving me that power that which I want any part of, then they are subject to the whole law. That's what should scare you, not me. You understand? I don't want that power. I don't want it. I don't want any part of it. If I wanted it, I certainly wouldn't be here. All right, let's get to the Lord's Prayer.